Hi everyone, my name is Izdihar and welcome back to our channel, The Struggle of the 90s Kids podcast. And I'm glad to get feedbacks and all that from you guys. And I'm, you know, my podcast is really doing well and I'm very happy about that. I'm no one else but to thank you guys for supporting us. And yeah, we are very, very grateful.
Grateful.
So, today, it's me again and my ITE friends.
Ooh. Yay!
So, hello.
Hello. So, for today, Ryan is not here. Mm-hmm. So we have someone special.
Special.
Wow. He's my daddy. But okay, before we introduce him, so the guest that we had last time is Asri and Faz. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Glad to be back. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you guys came back.
4 minutes.
Thanks for inviting us.
So far, anything different? The last time we met?
I don't know. I think people start calling me 4 minutes.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
So I get it. I get it from where?
What?
Yeah. From that one episode can be popular. Correct.
Thanks to Easy House.
Back by popular demand.
Faz, how about you? So far?
I'm doing good.
So far, all okay?
All okay.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. It's all about staying healthy, especially during this period of time.
True.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. True. Stay safe.
Take your booster. Ada tak masih orang masih ambil booster?
I think all of us take
already.
Still have.
Mm-hmm. There's still some not vaccinated, so.
Masih ya? Oh, because maybe they are pregnant.
You booster already?
I booster already. Apa? No. Anti-vaccine.
Some of them maybe anti-vaccine.
Oh, we're definitely going to talk about them, but that one
next time.
Yeah. Okay, so to this important person here, tell us your name, tell us your age, and what are you working as, and how are you related to us?
Okay, my name is Hazim.
Hi.
I'm 31 this year. So...
Yeah, your job.
Okay, my job is under courier service as well, same as Asri.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is it sama company?
Sama company.
Wow. Biasanya kerja dengan kawan.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
selalu kacau. Okay.
Selalu kacau.
Siapa yang kacau?
Apa lagi?
How are you guys? How are you related to us?
Like, we actually met... ITE lah. Technically ITE. So yeah, from there we click all the way to now.
Can. The you NITEC apa eh?
Electrical Engineering.
Oh, so you're the only is he the only one?
Yeah, he's the only one from NITEC that go high NITEC.
Mm-hmm. As in Electrical Engineering.
It's the same course, yeah, correct.
Yeah, lain semua lain eh? And now group specifically.
Sub and Hazim is from NITEC to NITEC.
Yeah.
Electrical Engineering.
Yep.
Correct.
Yes. I thought Sub was Light and Sound.
No, she's electrical engineering.
But she go to Light and Sound.
Oh, there are branches lagi.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, I think for Hazim is different also, right?
I don't choose the Light and Sound.
Yours is what? Pure.
Is it the
EE or something?
Triple E. Eh, no, that one in poly.
Huh? I forgot what's the term lah, but then the other one lah.
Okay.
Yelah, sama macam me and Ryan lah, chemical process. Then we have branches, but our branches is only two, chemical and pharmaceutical.
But you're not engineering ke? Are you under engineering?
No lah, chemical process is science.
Science eh? What was the science school eh? Is that a business, the engineering?
Business.
The part electronic
I forgot. Oh shit.
Yeah, hijau apa? Electronic.
Electronics, electrical, business, and the other one is health science.
Health science.
Oh my god, I can still remember.
I only remember the colors.
Yes, correct.
Orange.
Yeah, there's four colors.
Electrical engineering.
Engineering. Then green is
mechanical.
No, green is electronic.
Green more to IT. IT.
Then ada blue.
That's the new one. After we graduate, then there's a
blue.
another group.
Eh,
yeah, the blue lanyard.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Eh, I think that one is only Choa Chu Kang. I think Choa Chu Kang.
Me, I'm not sure.
Abe yang business apa? Yellow eh?
Yellow. Yes, yellow.
Then oh yeah, you business. Then Mira is
Health science.
Health science.
Eh, sekarang ada 5 sekolah.
Sokol 5 sekolah.
That's cool.
5 school.
I mean 5 different departments.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean technically it is school of engineering or school of whatever.
Yeah, correct.
Kita kan BL.
The three of us.
Yeah,
only first. What was your CCA?
I never take.
She don't have
CCA. I is lazy.
Malas. Kiss malas me.
I can rebel.
Drop out student.
Oh yeah, she's a dropout girl. Among us, among us, you're the only dropout girl lah.
Yeah.
Wow, rebel. Yeah.
Bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
So kira
bad
kita
girl but jadi teacher.
Oh wow. Interesting.
A bad person teaching a student to become good.
Wow. Interesting.
I mean very inspirational.
Inspirational. Very inspirational. Very. Very life changing. Katakan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of BL.
Which people don't know is bridge leader.
Bridge leader. Yeah. We always have conflict with. SC.
With another
student council.
Not really though.
Tak, eh. Kita tak ada, is it?
Conflict between the courses. Remember like we are the orange lanyard. Then we compete with the yellow lanyard. Then we compete with the maroons. It's like every time everything is a competition for us.
Betul. Kita very like
we're very on gila.
Kita very sombong.
Aku suka. We stick to our clan
only. Bila kita dah senior kan junior masuk macam step abang.
Tak boleh. Eh, follow the line. Best ber. Yeah, I do miss being BL. I think it's very did it add GPA?
I'm not sure.
I think they
add. Ada kan?
I think 0.5 or something.
Tak banyak gitu.
0.1 or 0.5.
Not that much. Just a bit.
2 eh? Yeah, 0.2. Maximum is 0.2.
Kita zaman bila?
I think it's about the same as well.
Yeah.
It's not that much. Doesn't make any.
Because I remember it dia tak add up that much. So me 0 point something.
I still remember mine. I think 0.1 ke apa. It's just sikit. It's not full.
It's not a full one mark.
Yeah.
Because I remember I don't get 2.6 last time nak pergi poli kan lepas tu.
Oh.
2.6, right? Is it?
I think the minimum
can see.
Yeah, minimum is 2.5 or 2.6, I can't remember.
I got 2.4, like, fuck. I was depending on that CCA points. Okay lah, tak apa. Masuk
tapi, anime. I mean, no shade to RP me student, but you can go RP, right?
Direct. Well, I need to go there and appeal. Which I didn't.
But because you straight go NS.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I was the only one that.
Because I defer once already.
Oh.
If I never go high net, I'll go NS already.
Yeah.
Calculating.
Correct. So that means, but then you. Even though after NS you don't feel like going poly anymore, or you just like nah.
There is a self in me that still want to study.
Mm.
So, but after nearing to OAD mode, right?
Mm.
It's like totally something just struck me. Then I just wanted to work and take care of the family. That's all.
Because at the same time.
I met my wife, right?
Correct.
The planning was like we.
Out
of the way.
You want to focus on your family and your marriage.
Yeah, family, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, Hazim, you?
Yeah. What?
After ITE, were you able to go to poly?
With my result, I think I can't.
You cannot?
Yeah.
Then, even though, no shade to the RP student, but do you think you still can appeal for RP? At that point in time?
Maybe, but then my thinking is that just go over with the National Service.
But then after
the National Service, I thought of going to poly, but then never mind, I'll work lah. Too lazy to study already.
I mean, okay lah, I get it lah. I mean, like, but for me personally, because I didn't go to NS after that. Yeah, after IT, I straight go poly.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to skip my poly and I go NS, if I go back poly, I think it's gonna be very difficult for me.
True.
I understand why people have difficulty coming back to poly.
The brain is like automatically shut down.
Shut down. Then on standby all the way.
That's why. It's like kau tak boleh nak niat nak belajar dia, tapi it's very hard for us to learn again.
Correct.
But it will take time lah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't want that. No. It's like tak boleh tangkap.
You struggle.
Struggle of the 90s kids.
That is
our struggle.
So, Hazim, now that you're working as a career service with Asri, how is it like your point of view? Because according to him, it can be very tiring, especially like meeting with the merchants. I mix the word. Yeah.
Correct.
So how about you? Because I know you're team leader, kan?
He is my team leader though.
Wow. Very abang-abang.
Abang-abang.
So how is it?
Okay lah, because there's a how to say it's been a long time since I've been in the logistics side, this courier service side. So I met along with different person, different people, and with different attitude.
Ooh.
So over time, I don't really feel uncomfortable. I'm really comfortable with everybody.
Okay.
So along the way, I learn about what to do, the struggling of doing this kind of work, which everybody, some of them, they don't really get it.
So it's not really simple,
really
don't
simple.
Understand the struggles that we do.
Provided, let's say, if the the background doesn't come from a logistics side or courier service, they really can't cope with this kind of work. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, for me,
interesting.
For me, because my previous job is a bus captain.
Correct. Yes.
So I turned to a new career. But for me, I can learn fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can adapt fast. So is there no problem for me? But for different people, maybe they struggle to learn. They don't know the right way or the wrong way.
Okay. How many years of experience you had for career service?
Hold on. This one is about 5 to 6 years.
5 to 6 years. Then Asri?
Going to 2 years already.
2 years.
Yeah.
So that means of course you'll be kaki panjang.
Kaki panjang. Kaki panjang.
Okay. So
punch kit.
So for that. But then this is your second company lah.
Second company, yes. Yeah. For under courier service.
And you don't like not say that lah, but like it's more like how to say it? It's something that you're very comfortable with and you really don't mind doing it like for all. I won't say for a very long time, but something that you have no like word, macam tak worry lah that you don't. Apa aku berbual ni? No, what I'm trying to say is that
a
you don't mind.
A long term.
For me, because
struggle.
I was
on standby. Sorry.
Dah lepas makan.
Dah lepas makan. Sorry, you saying?
I know because I don't know whether my plan is to take what do you call that? Private is it? Continue my study.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I need to think back lah because for work and for study, I don't know whether I can manage both or not.
Same. I cannot study and work at the same time.
Part time studies. Yeah.
Same. I cannot do that.
Yeah.
You. But you can.
Because I do my course. My first year was the EYDF.
Apa tu?
So called early years development.
Oh.
Fundamental. Just a basic learning to become a childcare teacher.
Oh.
Then after that, they send me for ACEY, Advanced Certificate Early Years.
Oh.
That one, I'm certified to become a teacher to teach 2 years old and above.
And how long was it, sorry?
That one was 2 years. I think 2 years course.
2 years.
2 years course while you're working.
While I'm working. So, ooh, lepas kerja, go for course sampai course 10.
Penat apa?
Penat gila. And the next day kerja and my brain is
I cannot fried. I cannot do that. And every single day, is it?
1 week, 3 times.
Oh my god.
I cannot. 2 times, right? Tuesday and Thursday only, right?
No, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, tak boleh. That's this, that I cannot. I really cannot do part-time studies.
And it lasted for 2 years. Wow. Then on top of it, got attachment.
Oh my god.
Why? Kenapa?
But this one is the company yang
hantar. So, technically, I go for that. And I'm bonded with my center lah. Because they pay for me, right?
Correct, correct. Yeah. How long is your bond?
So, 2 years.
3 years.
Total
5 years.
Total 5 years.
Wow.
So, 5 years of bond.
That's
my struggle. But in between, I got struggle also in my workplace.
Oh,
conflict.
Because I'm stressed about scores, then about work. So it's like, fuh, rabak.
Huyo.
Struggle.
Oh my god.
Tak boleh.
Yeah, so, part-time studies, I really applaud those who can do part-time studies.
Respect.
Yeah, correct.
Respect. I cannot. I legit tak boleh. Yeah, and you also cannot. What about you?
I don't think I can also.
You also cannot.
Mm-hmm. This is all about time management.
Can
you need to learn how to manage your time properly.
And then
some things you need to sacrifice.
Then on top of you got assignment.
Assignment.
The days that you're not going for course, right, is the days that you're doing your assignment. Maybe
my
assignment.
Penat
sia.
Nope. Fucking nope. Just no. I don't want
that. Tak boleh. Serious.
I cannot do that. So back to Hazim.
Yep.
So as you mentioned, you're not planning to take a part time studies yet.
Yep.
So if you do, you probably gonna take full time lah.
Maybe
in the long future lah. Future lah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then. You're married, yes?
Yes.
Wow.
With 4 babies.
Wow.
Four furry babies.
Four furry babies. It's still your child.
Yep.
Yes.
Four-legged babies.
Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Mickey, Loki, Habib, and Fluffy.
Habib is my favorite. Habib muka dia bodoh. Aku suka. Yeah. Then, how long have you been married again?
Since 2017, so
the same year, bets. 5 years lah.
Same year as us.
Yeah,
you 5 years.
He first, then 1 week later me.
Yeah, and you. Then Sub Ryan.
I think the year after.
I think the 3 years.
Yeah, the year after.
Oh,
2 years after.
Mm. 2 years after.
Yeah, 2 years after.
2 years after.
2 years after.
Well,
tahun ni 3 tahun lah.
Oh, okay.
Right, 2 years after.
Yeah.
Wow. But so. What shall we? Oh, sorry. So we're gonna take a break for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then we will be right back.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Tadi pun bodoh. Ada nak kuat ke tak? Anyways, hi everyone. We're back.
Hello.
Yay. Okay, so now that we know Hazim pretty well from the first part, so let's talk about ITE, our life in ITE.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So since Hazim and me, myself, we are in the same course and the same class and everything, so I'm going to ask Fast first.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your NITEC and what do you take in NITEC? And how was it in your high NITEC? And what made you drop out?
Okay. My NITEC is... My course is tourism.
Okay.
From there, that's when I go for my high NITEC in April.
Okay. So, 1 year.
1 year course.
By right, 2 years kan?
By right, 2 years. But that course is for 1 year.
Oh.
Clementi. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
NITEC
is all mostly is 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah. High NITEC is 2 years.
It depends on the course that you take.
Yeah, depends on the course.
Depends on the course.
For my course, is 2 years. NITEC 2 years. High NITEC 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I assume everything is 2 years, 2 years, 2 years.
No, no, no.
I think business. Business.
You take hotel, 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, correct.
In Clementi lah. I think Clementi, 2 years. But tourism, 1 year. Office also, 1 year.
Okay. So, that means, okay, so after you graduated from your NITEC, you go high NITEC. So, high NITEC, by right, 2 years.
By right, 2 years lah.
Okay, so, please explain. Kenapa jadi rebel?
Kenapa?
Kenapa
okay, punca-nya? What's the...
what is the reason?
What's the reason?
Okay.
Actually, I don't want to take business management.
I got no interest.
I got no interest to go higher NITEC actually. Close lah, macam, okay lah, just pilih lah mana satu yang nak.
Okay lah, ni boleh lah.
So I was like, okay, business management. Okay lah, dapat business management. Okay, go for it.
Wow.
Then, and I do like maths.
Okay, then I hate maths.
POA.
Oh my god.
Principles of Account. That was like, oh my god, one of the module. So I was like, okay lah, go for it. 1 year pass. After that, okay.
Okay.
Then go for, once the assignment started, I was like, eh, tak boleh lah. I cannot make it.
My brain cannot.
My brain cannot.
Cannot.
Brain do. Brain did.
I told my parents, say, okay, I'm done out of school anymore. I want to drop out. Then they send me for counselling, everything. I said, yes. I don't want. Dekat IDC me lah for counselling.
Oh.
Google sini ni eh.
Wow. Okay. So after that, you go back to school. I mean, she's not wrong, kan? Yeah.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Yeah. Right? You actually go back to, in a way, you work in a school.
In a school.
Yes. Okay.
Teaching sekarang.
Teaching.
Teaching.
Interesting though.
Right? Now teaching the younger kids.
Not to be rebel like the teacher.
So immediately after you drop out, how long was the break you took?
I think 1 or 2 months. Then I work in Changi Airport.
One or 2 months you work at Changi Airport.
Then after that,
as a apa?
I mainly like escort minor passengers to their plane.
Oh,
to the seats lah.
Yeah, to the plane.
Ah, to the plane.
Oh, to the plane dia lah.
To the plane, then pass their passport to the crew. And they take from there.
Oh, like minors as in like budak kecil-kecil.
Young kids.
Oh.
They around like.
Oh, yang traveling alone is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
From Singapore, they are traveling back to their country.
Eh, boleh gitu.
Oh,
boleh.
Kira macam exchange students lah.
Something like that.
How young? Yeah.
I think below 15. 15, 16.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's minor lah. Consider they are still minor.
Yeah. Because they're not 18 yet.
So we have to escort them. They got their lounge.
Cool.
So while waiting, they got their lounge. So once the time, we just bring them back to their airplane lah.
That's interesting. Then are they like budak-budak kayu or something?
Kayu.
Wow. Of course.
One of them kerja and parents dorang actually got the house dekat yang kat Sentosa.
Sentosa Cove.
Kimais.
Sentosa Cove ataupun yang dekat yang hill kat atas.
Bestnya. Bestnya anak kaya.
Anak masalih sih. What do you
mean? Wow.
Anak masalih.
I mean. Masalih.
Or maybe sometimes I escort old passengers yang dah tua.
Oh. I cannot imagine.
But they're nice though.
Oh, they're nice.
They're nice.
Okay. When you worked there, it was a very unique experience lah.
It was unique, but it was very tiring.
Oh, okay. Oh, because you'll be walking around most of the time.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Then after that, you have to, let's say you work afternoon shift until midnight. Sometimes your shift can be the next morning. 3 a.m. you're going for work.
Damn. Then bila nak tidur?
Ya, itulah.
2 hours of sleep lah. Balik.
So, kirakan diorang rest kat sana je, kan?
I balik.
Oh, you balik.
Sanggup eh balik? I cannot. I will just like tidur
sana.
Yeah. Balik airport pergi Yishun dah 1 jam lebih saja.
Oh my god.
Betul balik.
Cuci tangan. Cuci tangan tu balik.
Buka pintu. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Keluar balik. Okay. That's very unique. So, apa kena?
Apa dia?
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that was your experience in IT lah. So, anything that I'll ask you that later.
Okay,
so
sure.
For the boys.
Yeah. Yep. Cafe 1.
Cafe 2.
Cafe 1. Cafe 1. How many cafe we have? 3. Three. Satu at level 1, and one at level literally level 2. But it's on the other side.
Yeah. They don't also level 3.
Level 3. Tapi tu kecil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like a cafe.
It's small one.
Yeah. Is it even a cafe? It's more like a...
It is a... Like a...
Macam co-op.
Macam co-op.
Yeah. Eh, no lah. Not co-op lah.
Kecil je sih.
Yeah, it's just a small pantry.
Ah, macam pantry. Yeah. It's legit a pantry.
Yeah.
Speaking of cafe 1,
I like cafe 2 foods.
Yong Tau Fu.
Yes.
Yes.
The Yong Tau Fu Cafe 2.
Correct. And the ban mian.
Ban mian.
Oh my god. Don't know whether it's still...
Tak tahu halal ke tak halal.
Masih ada lagi.
Yong, at that time I went back, Yong Tau Fu tak ada. Ban mian pun tak ada.
Oh my god.
Yeah, semua dah tukar.
At that point of time I came back. But I don't know if it...
There's cafe, the cafe one... What is it called? Nasi
ayam Tauz Island.
Oh my god.
Itu sedap
setu. The nasi goreng Pattaya tu.
Pattaya.
Oh, oh yeah.
Pattaya.
Yes.
And every time we go there makan Pattaya. Tak jelak-jelak.
Ah tu lah. Macam kucing. Just eating the same thing.
Yeah, that's why.
It's very nice.
Ooh, the cats are here. Time to feed them.
Itu sahaja. And I...
But I like the snacks there. Chicken wrap.
Chicken wrap sedap.
Chicken wrap. Apa lagi eh?
Popcorn.
No, chicken wrap yang paling sedap.
Chicken wrap
yang paling sedap. Padahal paling senang.
Yeah.
It's a thing. But I don't know why is Cafe One punya chicken wrap paling sedap.
Kan.
There's only one, right? There's only like Cafe One.
Cepat solat tau.
Yeah. I think bingit saya.
Kan.
Nanti chicken wrap solat.
Asyik. Oh my god, the food. Yeah,
it's the nostalgia tu.
It's the food. It's the food. The co-op.
You try the so called a restaurant beside the co-op.
Oh, there's a restaurant. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Have you tried?
Which one is that?
It's under the chef new.
Is it level 1, right?
Level 1 sebelah co-op je, depan cafe 1.
The near to swimming pool. If I'm not wrong.
Oh, the small cafe.
It's at the
is
back.
It? Dekat N library, ya?
Yes, library. Correct.
Oh, mahal sia tu.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Makanan tu mahal. It's just beside the library.
Sama aku ya. I try to map out in my head.
It's the culinary school.
Oh. Cafe 1, opposite is co-op, right? That whole stretch.
Hairdresser me budak.
The hairdressing scores the...
Kat situ lah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tapi dekat belakang.
Dia kecil dia.
Dia kecil.
It's just small. It's like a Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Semua yang kaya-kaya di sana.
I went
there. Makanan dia mahal tu.
Sedap.
Tapi sedap.
I can't remember.
The meal fries is like $5.
Tapi sedap.
And just like this bowl.
Yeah lah, of course. At that point, kita student apa. Yeah, so $5 is expensive.
Mahal.
$5. First price like that.
Amin.
Berapa? Nak beli 10 lah.
Fresh. Fresh $5 mahal. Nak beli rokok.
Illegal. Masih sekolah.
But technically, you guys were illegal age. It's just that you're not allowed to smoke in school. Right?
Is it?
Are you guys legal age?
We are legal.
You guys are way above 18.
Cuma tak boleh isap rokok kat sekolah.
Sekarang for now is 21, right?
Yeah, now, for now is 21.
Yeah,
21.
Oh my god, 21. Losers.
Losers. Yeah, the rokok tu. So funny the way korang lari every single time.
Kena tangkap dalam toilet.
Oh my god.
I got caught.
I got caught with
two of our classmates.
Siapa? Aiman.
No. Zabi.
Zabi.
Yeah.
Zabi and
me, Zabi and who's that? The other guy. Shit, I forgot his name. The big size guy. Selalu and Zabi.
Oh, Hafiz.
Hafiz. But Hafiz got away. Me and Zabi was like,
oh, the story was very funny.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Because we were inside a cubicle. And after that, Hafiz was at the door. And terus the
bouncer.
Yeah, bouncer. He came in. He came in and he terus, hello, smoking. Hafiz haven't light yet. So he just put inside the pocket. And like, no. Then me and Zabi was like, fuck lah you. Padam. Okay, you two follow me.
Habis she buy me Hafiz. Dia kena bayar, is it?
Warning.
Warning.
We kena warning.
Oh.
They say they will send a letter to our home address. I was like,
tapi tak ada.
Ada mak aku. Tak ada.
Tak ada.
Just a warning. Takut-takutkan je.
Takut-takutkan
je. I waited sia 2 weeks. Hari-hari check. Oh, ada tak? Tak ada.
Takut kan?
Kalau ada kan, macam buka. Ada lah. Oh yeah.
Ada koyakkan lah. Of course lah.
Throw away.
Throw away. Oh my god. Kalau mak aku tahu.
Were you caught?
No.
Were you ever caught? No.
No.
Yeah. Kecoh satu. Yeah, the smoking thing was very funny. Yeah. I always,
and the best part, semua isi rokok is ikut.
I'm just there only.
You're just there, but you never smoke.
Yeah, so I would never get caught for just being there. What?
You're just there doing the hair.
What's the face? Step rambut.
Very vain.
Very
vain.
Very vain. Story ya. Tadi saya ikut pun.
Ikut je. Is yo.
Step lah aku tu. Takkan aku tu lah tu. Yeah, that was very fun lah. IT was very fun for me.
Is actually
yeah, because it was very interesting for me personally, because people in my school, they didn't support the idea of going to ITE. So when I want to go to ITE, I actually can go take my O-level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the passing point is 18 ke 50, I can't remember.
Wow.
Yeah, then I was 2 points before. It was 18. Then I got 16. So,
two points
off. Then I cannot masuk already. Yeah. No, I can masuk. So
2 points.
You need to appeal lah.
No. 18 is the as if your marks is above 18, you cannot masuk O level.
Oh,
must be less lah.
Must be less. So I got 16. So I can go O level. I told myself that if I get 15 or higher,
but if you never succeed, then might as well you go to ITE, right?
Correct. Yeah. So I told myself if I got 15 and above, I'm not going O level.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah lah, I got 16. Yeah. So I like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna try O level. I'm gonna try ITE. Yeah. And I get a direct entry, but higher. So most of my friends, actually, I'm the only one in the class. Yeah, tak salah, I'm the only one in the class that go ITE.
Really?
You're the only one?
Okay, in...
I'm sure there's a few of them.
Yeah.
In my
must be
group.
A few.
Oh, ada. I'm talking about my clique. My clique. My boys' clique. The guys' clique. So, I was the only one to go ITE. Then, at that moment, right, that's where my friendship with them just cut.
Seriously?
Yeah, they just cut me off.
Oh, no.
I felt very sad lah, macam... But I just go ITE only, sir.
But do you know what they're doing now?
Now?
I have no idea.
I don't care.
So totally from there, you just cut off.
They just cut me off.
Look at where you are now.
Podcaster,
y'all. Jealous, y'all.
Haters got hit.
Yeah. I don't really know where to go. And only one, my Filipino friend, Juan. But we are not close that much anymore. But I still can contact him anytime I want. But the others just cut me off.
Juan.
His name is Juana, but
because
the pronunciation is Juan.
So it's Juan. They cut me off, and then I felt very sad. And after that, when I go high NITEC, I didn't meet you guys first.
Never meet us.
Because by right, ITE start on April.
Yeah.
Right? April
correct.
Intake.
Yeah.
April intake. Yeah.
So, I enter in January.
You enter January, correct.
Correct. I enter January. 3 months of prep course. So, yeah, this 3 months prep course, I don't have to pass, or if I'm not wrong. Yeah, you don't have to pass or anything. You can just go through with it, and then you can straight away enter April already. Yeah, it was just a preparatory course. It's just for us to stand by or whatever lah, the reason. So, that's where I met all the other so-called O-level, either O-level rejects or those who don't choose, who did not choose O-level. So I met all of them there. And it was very interesting because, it felt weird because once you wear the red uniform, ITE uniform,
correct, the maroon,
there's a different vibe.
You feel
slightly macam abang-abang sikit. When you wear that uniform, you enter the school, people will just stare at you, and it gets very intimidating. Very intimidating, especially when you're very young and very new. But for me, my experience, it wasn't bad, because I had you guys. It was very interesting. Then after that 3 months, that's where I finally joined you guys. Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. Then
you're not the only one, right? There's a few of them.
Zabia.
Zabia, Hafiz.
Hafiz.
Yang kena tangkap.
Exactly. Zabia, Hafiz.
Who else?
Psycho. Psycho. Sub best friend.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Legend. Yeah.
Legend. That guy. We don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw him?
The last time I saw him was at
Suntec.
Mm. And I think he's married already.
Yeah.
I think he's married already.
Dia punya clutch bag, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think so.
With who?
With me, Sub and Ryan.
Oh yeah.
Right.
We saw him at
best friend Sub.
Best friend Sub.
Dia tegur apa?
Buntut. Yeah.
He came.
Yeah, he came to us.
Oh.
Mm. That's why I asked him who is it. Then he said psycho. I was like, okay. And Sob was with us. Sob tak boleh lari
macam
oh my god, that guy. That guy has a very very weird character. He just makes me weird. Not me makes everyone feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean during that time lah.
During that time
now we don't know
what's his story and everything. Maybe he's doing pretty well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I also don't care. But but I'm glad like if he's happy or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, those are the group of people that we enter your class. I was around with all the ababangs, and I was the youngest one there. I see the serial number list. I was the last one.
I can still remember your hair though.
Spiky.
No, it wasn't spiky when the first.
The first time tak. First time
it was like just mullet or something.
Is it? I can't remember.
It's like long hair behind. It's like this, then long hair behind. Then your face, like, I mean, you can't really smile, right? Your face, like, all the way, like, you know?
I can't imagine, though.
I can't remember.
When we first met him, macam, siapa ni? Hi.
Siapa budak legong ni? Siapa budak legong ni?
Legong.
Ni legong habis, semua budak.
Legong pun ada podcaster.
I mean, janganlah. So, I think it's quite late already.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Tiba. Don't give up.
Yeah. So we're going to probably end our podcast. So stay safe, everyone.
Yes, stay safe.
Do you have anything else to add on?
No, just don't give up.
Don't give up. I'm going to put that in the title. Don't give up.
Don't give up. For this episode.
Correct. Yeah, so I'll probably see you guys soon. Stay COVID free.
Stay negative always.
Stay negative always.
Are we getting paper?
No.
Oh no.
No, because in the first episode I already mentioned that I did not earn anything. I'm not earning anything.
But after you earn, make sure pay us.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.